He holstered both his weapons, hands shaking.
How did you find me?
You said you'd become a farmer on Dantooine.
She held her arms out to the side, indicating the landscape.
And here you are.
And here I am.
Don't worry, she said, anticipating his concern. No one else could find you. Just me.
Just you.
Just you. He was smiling stupidly, echoing her words, and probably looked like a fool. He didn't care. She was smiling too, and he could take no more.
Staying, Aaron, he said.
He ran toward her and scooped her into his arms. She returned his embrace, and he pulled her tighter, felt her body against his, inhaled the smell of her hair. He enjoyed the moment, then held her at arm's length.
Wait! How did you... get off Coruscant? Malgus!
She nodded.
We reached an understanding of sorts.
He wanted to ask about the Twi'lek, but was afraid of the answer. Perhaps she felt his emotional turmoil, or perhaps she knew him well enough to anticipate the question.
Even after you left, I did not hurt her. Alina, I mean. I left her with Malgus. I don't know if I did her any favors, though.
He hugged her again, more relieved than he would have expected.
I'm glad, Aaron. I'm glad you did that. I'm glad you're here.
Tears leaked from his eyes. He was not sure why. She pushed him back and studied his face.
What is it? You're upset.
Words pushed up his throat, but he kept them behind his teeth. He remembered the airlock on Razor, but shook his head. Wrath was his weight to carry.
It's nothing. I'm just glad to see you. An understanding with Malgus? What does that mean?
He let me go.
He what?
Aaron nodded.
He let me go. I still don't understand why. Not fully.
Are you still hunting him?
A shadow passed over Aaron's expression, but her soft smile brightened her face and chased it away. She put her fingers on a necklace she wore. A stone hung from a silver chain. Zirid thought it was a Nautilin jewel of some kind.
No, I'm not hunting him. When I faced him, I felt his hate. His rage.
She shuddered, wrapped her arms around her slim body.
It was like nothing I'd encountered in a Sith before. He lives in a dark place. And I did not want to follow him there.